this is actually Miffed, and I'm going to be doing the Baker's Dozen questionnaire. Kind of procrastinating, distracting myself, because I was trying to place an online order for fucking SheVibe, which is a sex toy website, for a lot of money. And currently, they can't calculate shipping to Canada, so I would have to phone to complete my order, which, phoning anywhere in the first place is fucking terrifying. Phoning about sex toys? Are you kidding me? Just fuck my life, please. I don't want to talk to anyone about completing my order. Let me just email you. Anyway, Baker's Dozen questionnaire. Some of these look really fun to answer. I hope this doesn't go over 20 minutes like they usually do. Sorry, not sorry, I ramble. Number one, is there anybody you wish would just fall off the planet? Yes. I don't even have to really think, but yes. Oh, God. Name one thing you worry about running out of. Oh, this is easy. Insulin. I'm kind of type 1 diabetic, so I need that to live. Just a teeny bit. What famous person do you or other people think you resemble? Recently I've had people say I look like Marilyn Monroe because I have kind of white blonde hair, but I don't look anything like her besides the fact that it's bobbed and curly as fuck, but... what is your favorite pizza topping? Oh, gosh, this is probably blasphemy, but I really like spinach and broccoli on my pizzas. Oh, man, broccoli gets pretty, like, nice and crispy, and then spinach gets all wilty and kind of soury deliciousness. I go to a lot of weird vegan-esque pizza places, or vegan-esque vegetarian food places that have a lot of hippy-dippy types of pizza. Yeah. Though I do still really like pepperoni, but, like, when you have pepperoni pizza every single day for a while, it gets really boring. Do you crack your knuckles? Yeah, I do. I tend to crack them quite a lot. Like, they reset about every 40 minutes, so, I'll do that at least maybe, like, 5 times a day. I've recently found out that you can, like, crack your thumbs if, like, you hold onto your nail and, like, just pull a bit. Yeah, like, right in the middle. It, recent discovery, and I'm happy about it, because then I have one more finger to crack. That's a weird thing to be happy about. What are your superpowers? That is a good fucking question. Superpower. Like, just something that I'm really good at? To be honest, I'm having a lot of trouble thinking about that in my mental state right now. Don't exactly have the highest opinions of myself. Ha! Oh, gosh. This is actually fucking hard. Thinking of an answer is honestly making me really sad, so I am just going to say that I am a nice person, and that is a superpower, and leave it at that. Yay. What is your most annoying habit? I'm sorry, something just happened which totally made it. I'm really easily distractible. There was something that just beeped very slightly in the background, and I totally just cocked my head to listen for like 5 seconds. Though that's not just a habit, I actually have ADHD, so. I have not exactly restless leg syndrome, but I will constantly bounce my leg and click pens, Oh, related to that. This is actually really fucking annoying. I actually absolutely super duper love those annoying catchy songs. In junior high, like grade 8, we were learning the dance to Cotton Eye Joe, which is a stupid fucking dance. And I non-ironically fell in love with the song Cotton Eye Joe. So I would play it on repeat for hours at a time from my laptop speakers in my room. Or not even in my room, in like the living room downstairs in my house where my mother, who worked at home 24/7, I honestly do not understand how she did not kill me. That is like the most annoyingest song ever. And I legit thought it was a good jam. Oh God, that was terrible. I still do that, but like with slightly better songs now. Right now, I'm kind of obsessed with "Grown Woman" by Beyoncé, so I'll replay that for kind of like hours on end. I'm terrible. I'm absolutely terrible. What is your best physical feature? I'm torn between saying all of them and none of them. I'd have to think. Tie between like my hips and my hair. I have a wonderful like waist to hip ratio, so like that's fabulous. But then I have gorgeous hair. It's really super curly and right now platinum blonde with hella roots, but I look wonderful with it, and it always attracts a lot of compliments slash people trying to pick me up with it, which is kind of weird, but it works. I definitely have to say hair. It's really, I'm just gonna feel, yeah, really soft, kind of curly whirly. Yeah, it's cute. That's all I got. What CD is closest to you right now? Ooh. I have two that are like stacked on top of each other, actually. Let's just. And they're both really, really nerdy. Oh God. Oh God. Okay. They're both pretty much equal distance from me. So one is this CD by this band called Leek Street Boys, with Leek spelled with two threes, which is kind of like an anime parody band. They came to anime conventions 2 years in a row in my city, and they were selling all their CDs, and I'm like, eh, you were fun to listen to, we'll just buy them. Some of the names on these songs are fucking hilarious. Cosplay Girlfriend, She's So Kawaii, Super Saiyan, Noob Slayer, Wide-Eyed Princess. TBH, I'm not exactly sure of the quality of this band, but it was a trip to listen to. And then under that is Kirari. Fucking. I took Japanese for 3 years and I still can't fucking say hiragana. So like Kirari, Pyun. Puny? Oh shit, whatever. That chick who did Pon Pon Way Way Way, or whatever that's. Pon Pon Pon. It kind of blew up like 2, 3-ish years ago. She has a really funky style, Nicki Minaj-esque, like 2 years ago, slash Lady Gaga, slash Harajuku shit. She's really good. I love her. And that totally just fell on my ukulele. Nice. I love you, stupid CD. Why'd you fall? yeah. There's my nerdy taste in music. Those are probably like the two of the five CDs that I own. Yeah. What superstition do you believe slash practice? I kind of believe in karma, but that I think is pretty much a legit thing though, because like when you're nice to someone, people are nice to you. When you're mean to someone, people are, you know, yeah, I can't English, but you get it, right? What goes around comes around, man. I need to like hiccup. I'm gonna pause because I don't want to record that actually. One short case of hiccups later, I am back. Yay. Would you rather be a fish or a bird? I would honestly rather be a bird. You could fly. I think that would be a really cool way of exercising. And fish? Have you seen like deep sea creatures? That shit's fucking terrifying. Those are like God's mistakes, just shoved away down where we can't see them. Like 90% of the ocean has not been explored. Do we want to explore it? The The answer, no. We probably know more about space than we know about our own ocean. Like, ugh. 12, what do you do when no one is watching? A lot of stuff. I need to think a little bit. I will aggressively check myself out in mirrors. I do that. It's not because I'm, like, self-conceited or vain or anything, though sometimes that's why, like, not gonna lie. But just to realize, hey, this meat suit is mine. This is how I physically look. That's fucking strange. I don't know. Just trying to self-associate with the fact that I look like this and that's a thing. I also dance a lot when no one's watching. Though if someone is watching, I don't really stop. Or maybe I will. It'll just be, like, low-key shimmying, dancing. Have you found anything recently that you thought you had lost for a long time? Yes, actually, this morning I found my comic book collection, which I am simultaneously happy and sad about because now I know exactly where I've left off so that I can buy new ones and that I can buy new ones. Hello, waste of money. Nice to meet you. I may or may not have been spending all day rereading Miss Marvel and Harley Quinn and realizing that I need to buy that, not newish, but like oldish Thor Femme one. God, I'm a fucking nerd. Oh, well. Anyway, that was 13 questions in about 13 minutes. I'll probably edit this down a bit. Anyway, this was kind of fun. Bye.